Now, boys and girls, usually on the first Sunday of the new year, I give you a motto for the new year that you might think about and apply to your life. But I was reading a story the other day that I want to share with you, and I want to challenge you as you and I start out today on the first Sunday of another new year. I'll tell you what I'm going to challenge you about. If you help me, first of all, if you've got a Bible with you, you take your Bible just now. Somebody find for me John's Gospel, chapter 1, and stand up and read out for me verses 40 and 41. So if you find John chapter 1, and read for me, please, verse 40 and 41. Now, somebody. Mom, if he won't do it, you do it yourself. Nobody found it. Thank you very much, Jonathan. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. Boys and girls, I want to challenge you, and grown-ups as well, as we start out in 2010. I want to challenge you every week or every month at least to tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question without raising your hand. When was the last time you spoke to someone and told them about the Lord Jesus? I guarantee a year has gone out into eternity, and some of us would have to say, probably to our shame, "I haven't really talked to you. I'm not sure, Pastor, I've ever talked to anybody." Well, I want to challenge you. And I want to tell you a story today about a pastor and his son. Every Sunday afternoon when the service had finished and they'd had their dinner in the home, the pastor and his son, who was just 11 years old, went out into their town. And they stood and they held out their hands and reached to people gospel tracts. When the people wouldn't be walking around the town, they went to a particular area and they rapped the door and they gave out gospel literature to men and women and young people who had never heard about Christ. This particular Sunday afternoon, it came to the time for the pastor and his son to go out onto the streets again with their tracts, and it was very cold outside. The pastor looked out, he saw it was pouring down with rain. And so he sat down, he got his feet up on his puffy, and he got the book on his knee. When his young son came in through the door, he was well wrapped up. He had warm clothes on him, he had his monkey hat on, and he said, "Okay, Daddy, I'm ready." His daddy looked at him and said, "Ready for what?" He said, "Dad, it's time that you and I go out for to give out tracts in our community." The pastor looked at him, he said, "Son, it's cold outside, it's pouring down with rain." He said, "Dad, aren't people still going to hell even though it's raining?" The father looked at him and said, "Son, I'm not going out in this weather." The young boy was rather despondent. He said, "Dad, give me the tracts and I'll go out by myself." His father said, "No, you can't do that." He said, "Dad, just give me the tracts and let me go out. I'll be okay." And his father hesitated but reluctantly handed him the tracts. He said, "You be very careful." The young boy went out with a smile on his face into the weather. He started giving out people tracts that he met on his way into town, and then he went out and knocked some doors. Some people were there, some were not. Some were interested, some didn't take any interest. And he came to his very last tract. And he turned around and he looked for somebody to give it to, and there was nobody. And then he thought to himself, "I'll make my way home." And on his way home, he went to the door. just a door at random that he had chosen for his very last tract. And when he went to the door, he rang the doorbell. There was no answer. He rang it again and again and again with no answer. Then he walked down the steps to make his way home, and he stopped and he thought, no. And he turned around, went back up the steps, he went to the door, he rang the doorbell a number of times, and then he rapped it a number of times and kept on rapping until the door opened. This lady poked her head out the door and she said, "Can I help you, son?" He said, "Madam," he said, "I've come out today to tell you that Jesus really loves you. And he said, I'd like you to take this gospel tract." She looked at his little face that was bright and shining and she said, "Son, thank you for the tract. You have really brightened up my day." He handed her the tract, said goodbye, made his way home. The next Sunday church came. And his father was standing up on the pulpit and he had led the meeting. They'd been singing. They had a time of fellowship. And then he said, "I wonder this morning, is there anybody in the congregation who would like to say something about how God has blessed them this week?" And everybody was quiet. The Lord's people usually are when it comes to blessings. And then at the back of the church, an elderly lady stood up. And she had a tract in her hand. She said, "Sir, you don't know me. Nobody in this church knows me. But," she said, "I have become a Christian this week." She says, "I want to tell you what happened." She said, "Just last Sunday, I went up the stairs," she said, "to take my own life. My husband had died. I couldn't cope anymore. I had nothing to live for. And I made my way upstairs to take my own life." Then she said, "There was a ring of the bell at my door. And," she says, "I thought to myself, it'll soon pass. But it rang and it rang and it rang. And then someone knocked my door incessantly," and she said, "I went down the stairs to see who it was. And I opened the door and I saw the face, a beaming face of a young child. And he said to me, 'Ma'am, I've come today to tell you that Jesus really loves you.' And he gave me a tract." And she said, "This is the tract that he gave me." And I went in and sat down. And I read that tract. And she said, "Before I finished it, I knew that Jesus loved me. And I knew that Jesus had died for me. And I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I'm here today to tell you my story." Most of the church by this stage were in tears. And the pastor left his pulpit and he went down. His young son was sitting in the front. And he lifted in his arms and he wept. He felt rebuked that while he was sitting with his feet up, his son was out sharing the gospel. And then he looked at his congregation and he said to them, "I wonder how many people like this elderly lady are living without Christ and living without hope, and none of us are prepared to tell them." 2010 comes and it will go. I wonder how many people the pastor will tell about Jesus. I wonder how many people you'll tell about Jesus. It's not a motto this year, it's a challenge. And would to God we would grasp it and go out and tell others of him who loved them and who died to save them. Will you do that, boys and girls? Grown-ups, you do it too. Because you'll never know the impact you'll have on the lives of others.